Welcome back in. Glad you can join us. 6:20 a.m. on a Friday morning. Well, a busy day for Toyota yesterday, no doubt about it, but some great news coming to our general area. Who better to talk to about this fantastic news? Let's welcome him in. Jeff Makarowicz, Group Vice President, Technical Resources, Toyota Motor North America. And Jeff, really appreciate you taking the time and getting up with us, and certainly really appreciate Toyota investing in our area. Congratulations. This is great news for everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Sean, and good morning to you. Happy Friday. You know, with campuses in Ann Arbor and York Township, Southeast Michigan has been home to Toyota's North American R&D headquarters for over 50 years, and it's here where we design and develop and evaluate the next generation of Toyota vehicles and technology. So yesterday, we did indeed announce two exciting new investments that will continue to grow our footprint here in Southeast Michigan. The first is the creation of a nearly $50 million state-of-the-art battery lab at our York Township campus, which will enable us to design, develop, and evaluate battery cells and battery packs for our electric and electrified vehicles, really helping us to accelerate our shift to mobility. And the second announcement was around our Driving Possibilities Career Readiness and Outreach Program. You know, when we talk about new technologies and new investments, we know that we're going to need workers with new skill sets. And in fact, over the next decade, it's estimated that 3.5 new STEM jobs will be available, yet 2 million are expected to go unfilled due to skills gaps. So we believe it's important to ensure that we do something about this, and really to ensure that everyone has the ability to pursue these new high-tech, high-paying mobility jobs. So the second announcement we made was that the Toyota USA Foundation, who launched a $110 million initiative called Driving Possibilities, which really aims at closing the educational gaps for all students through innovative hands-on STEM programming. We announced our very first award, and that is to the Eastern Michigan University to establish a STEM Institute. This award was nearly $10 million over 5 years, and the STEM Institute will manage the integration of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, support services, curriculum, and activities for the students at Washtenaw County's Lincoln Consolidated and Ypsilanti Community Schools. So really excited about both of these announcements. I think we can all agree that when we think about new technologies and new mobility, it's really going to require talented and prepared workers, and it really all starts with education.
And Jeff, you know, I want to piggyback on what you said. You guys have been part of the community for a long time, doing a lot of great things out there. You are just adding to an already illustrious list. And to your point, as part of the $110 million initiative dedicated to this Driving Possibilities, you guys are granting nearly $10 million over the next 5 years in Southeast Michigan, Lincoln and Ypsilanti schools, my old stomping ground, Eastern Michigan University. This is going to be a great collaboration and something that truly is going to touch the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I want to emphasize, too, this isn't just money we're talking about. This is really establishing a sustainable partnership. Our team members are really excited. We've got many that also grew up in the school district that are really excited to be able to give back and participate as mentors, as coaches, to enable tours of our campus. And so this is really something that we're looking forward to going forward. And we're hoping that this works and works well, which we think it will. We're hoping to deploy this at other communities across our great state.
Jeff Makarowicz, Group Vice President, Technical Resources, Toyota Motor North America, kindly joining us. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the new automotive battery lab as well. We are still learning so much about these things. I think taking a step back and researching this as much as we can and how to make this technology better, this is important to all of us.
Absolutely. You know, Toyota's been a pioneer in electrified vehicles. And when we say electrified, we mean hybrid electric, plug-in electric, battery electric and certainly hydrogen fuel cell electric. And so we've got the portfolio of products. We have over 23 million on the road today. But yes, as we shift to electrification, it's really changing the business model. It's no longer where automakers just have to focus on the point of sale. We now have to focus on the entire ecosystem, you know, how a customer purchases the vehicle, how they utilize the vehicle, you know, charging infrastructure, connectivity, and then what happens at the end of life? You know, what do we do with these batteries? Can they be recycled, repurposed, repaired? And so it really adds a lot more opportunity, but certainly from an automotive perspective, a lot more challenging.
So from the sounds of it, you guys are going to invest $50 million into this new facility, and it's going to be located in York Township. I want to make sure I get that straight. That's just north of Milan?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Platt Road and US 23.
Oh, fantastic.
And by the way, Sean, this brings our investment in electrification up to $8 billion over just the last 2 years. So a lot of money, a lot of efforts going into this.
Absolutely. And let's face it. I mean, I need to reiterate it. As much as we've learned and as far as we've come in this technology, and we're a family that owns an electric car, we're only going to get better at it. I mean, think about the evolution of the car itself and all the improvements. And I think making the effort to improve this and say, okay, this is good, but it can be better. I think that's huge for Toyota and, quite frankly, everybody.
It is. It is. And, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat it. There certainly are a lot of challenges, but we want to remain optimistic and we want to tackle these. So we're all in electrification. The key point, though, is to remember the enemy is carbon. We want to reduce carbon out of the atmosphere. We know what's going on today with the fires up in Canada and the air quality. And so anything we can do to remove as much carbon as quickly as possible, we're all in for. And that's why, again, we're pursuing hybrids, we're pursuing plug-ins, we're pursuing hydrogen fuel cell and battery electrics, because we really want to give our customers the option.
Well, this is great news on two different fronts. And it, you know, as you said, it's not just about investment in money. It's investment to better people's time. Jeff, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to give it to you. Anything else you great folks at Toyota are working on?
No, just like I said, I think the investments we announced yesterday, we're really excited about. We believe it's a big win for Toyota, a big win for our community, and a great win for the great state of Michigan. So thank you for your time, Sean.
I will echo those sentiments all the way across the board. Jeff Makarowicz, Group Vice President, Technical Resources, Toyota Motor North America. Congratulations. Continued success. You ever have anything, we'll be here for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Jeff Makarowicz kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. Great news, no doubt about that, in the Ann Arbor area. News at the bottom of the hour. Glad you could join us. 760 WJR.